Alan and Albert Hughes are 21-year-old twins from Detroit who've already made their name directing rap videos for Digital Underground, KRS-One, and others. But the Hughes brothers have become a lot more famous recently with their first feature film. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Menace to Society.
We've been here before. South Central Los Angeles, with its wood frame houses and brown lawns and drive-by shootings. The scene is familiar from movies like Boys in the Hood and Grand Canyon, but the Hughes brothers instantly put those movies in the shade. Menace to Society is the most polished, intelligent, and powerful movie yet made about ghetto life in L.A., and one of the most remarkable debut films in recent memory. It's a gangster movie, really, about the rise and fall of a smart young criminal named Kane, played by Tyron Turner. Kane isn't a sweetheart being led astray, like the hero of Boys in the Hood, and he isn't a psycho like his friend O-Dog, who opens the movie with a bang by brutally murdering some Korean shopkeepers, not because he wants to rob them, but because they insulted him. Kane is a pure product of his environment. He grew up watching his mother OD and his father shoot people when they insulted him. And even though the Hugheses make it clear that there's a spark of genuine virtue in Kane, they also paint a grimly deterministic picture of a multi-generational death trap. If you grow up in this world, you're bound to replicate its evils. You're bound to live by the gun and die by the gun, to answer a diss with a bullet, and to avenge every wrong, imagined or real. This is a world in which mindless macho and the ready availability of guns cause a kind of chemical reaction, and the Hugheses watch the combustion process with a passionate detachment. They don't preach and they don't pass judgment, but every sequence has its own lyricism and every scene its own originality. For instance, Kane gets arrested because he was there when his pal killed the Korean shopkeepers. And suddenly the Hugheses thrust us into an eerie interrogation scene in which Kane more than meets his match in a detective played by Bill Duke.
Now listen to me, little bitch. I'm going to ask you some real simple questions and I want some real simple answers. You understand? Let me get this right. You bought the bottle of beer about 11:15?
Yeah, I bought the beer and I accidentally dropped it.
You bought the bottle of beer at
11:15? Yeah, 11:15.
Then why wasn't the bottle cleaned up? Why did we find it still there, spilled on the floor after the shoot?
After I left, other people was coming in when we was leaving.
But you don't remember what they...
How many police interrogation scenes have we seen in the movies? And yet, this one, with its knowing, laconic detective and its stuttering yet cocky criminal, feels absolutely fresh. Menace to Society has the power and the scope of real tragedy. The movie may anger a lot of people because it doesn't offer much in the way of hope or blame. It's not about how it's all the white man's fault, and it's not about how education and black unity will save the day. What it is about is the axiom that for some in our culture, life is cheap. In this movie, you watch how it becomes that way. That kind of honesty may be difficult to face, but in Menace to Society, it's presented with a vigor and bravado that I, for one, found more inspiring than 1,000 message movies.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker. We'll talk with directors Alan and Albert Hughes on tomorrow's show.